Supporters of the Cuban Five today filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking disclosure of contracts between a propaganda arm of the U.S. government and Cuban-American journalists who write for the mainstream press. The Cuban Five are in U.S. prison serving 4 life sentences and 75 years collectively after being convicted in U.S. federal court in Miami on June 8, 2001. They were accused by the U.S. government of committing espionage conspiracy against the United States and other related charges. In their defense, the Five said their actions were never directed at the U.S. government. They never harmed anyone and never possessed or used any weapons while in the United States. Their sole purpose was to monitor the actions of Miami-based terrorist groups in order to prevent terrorist attacks in their own country. Mara Verhaden Hilliard is an attorney and co-founder of the Partnership for Civil Justice, which filed the lawsuit today. She says much of the media coverage of the Cuban Five trial in Miami was extreme, incendiary, and false. So in January of this year, the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five filed a Freedom of Information Act request seeking documents on payments made to supposedly neutral journalists by the Broadcasting Board of Directors, a government agency that broadcasts U.S. propaganda like Radio Martí into Cuba.
They got minimal information from the BBG, Broadcasting Board of Governors, but that information revealed a substantial number of contracts between the BBG and journalists who had not previously been revealed to have been on the payroll of the U.S. government. So they continue to try and get these contracts, as well as pursuing the broader FOIA demands related to a breadth of information on this issue. But specifically, they have demanded by name of reporter, specific contract number, and date of contract, very particular documents. The BBG is willfully refusing and unlawfully refusing to produce them, and they won't hand them over. So we filed a lawsuit in federal district court in the District of Columbia today against the BBG demanding production of those documents.
The BBG and the OCB are government entities. They have specific purposes and roles. They are propaganda arms of the U.S. government, but they have restrictions. How do the restrictions on the U.S. dissemination of their information play into this case?
The BBG and its sub-office, the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, are, as you said, propaganda arms of the U.S. government. The BBG is the entity that runs, you know, VOA and Al-Hura and all of these stations that get set up in countries where the U.S. wants to make sure that it can, you know, produce its propaganda and send it to the population. They are under the auspices of the State Department, and they are prohibited by U.S. law from funding efforts to influence public opinion in the United States. They may not engage in domestic propaganda operations. Yet here they are paying these reporters in Miami who are publishing materials in the U.S. press. The issue now becomes twofold. Was the U.S. government simultaneously prosecuting the Cuban Five while paying reporters who were placing stories in the Miami media at that very same time of the prosecution that were incendiary and hostile stories such that they would have poisoned the jury pool in Miami and potentially tainted the sitting jury itself? And secondly, is the BBG in violation of what's called the Smith-Mundt Act, which prohibits them from funding domestic propaganda operations? That's what we're seeking to uncover, and that's part of the issue in terms of getting our hands on these contracts.
Now, under the Freedom of Information Act request, you submitted the names of 33 people to the BBG. They came back with a list of 17, some of them with contract amounts and dates, but not the contracts themselves. Among those 17, what kinds of stories or what specific incendiary or false information were they disseminating in the mainstream press that affected the Cuban Five?
All of these reporters have written articles that were hostile, openly hostile, and factually inaccurate about the people of Cuba. Many of them have written specifically about the Cuban Five. One example is Wilfredo Cancio, who was paid during the period of the prosecution of the five. In fact, he has seven specific contracts that we've been able to identify so far just in that period alone. And he had published an article, an extremely false, hysterical article, on the day that the jury sat for deliberations about the Cuban Five. And we think it's critical to get these underlying contracts. The people in the United States have a right to know what the government was doing, have a right to that level of transparency as to acts of the government, even if those acts are more particularly, if those acts are acts of misconduct. People are entitled to know exactly what their tax dollars were going for and what the government was doing in terms of inflaming the situation in Miami while they were bringing these prosecutions.
You've said that articles appeared that could have influenced the sitting jurors on this case. This trial went on for 7 months. It was in an extremely incendiary time during the time of the Elian Gonzalez episode down in Miami. And yet the jury was not sequestered. So they had full access to radio, television, and newspapers during the trial.
That's correct. The jury was not sequestered. In fact, there were reports that jury members were followed when they would leave the courtroom, that their license plates were photographed. The level of intensity and fear that was being fomented throughout Miami was just extraordinary. And it's in these conditions, in this incredibly unhealthy and improper hothouse conditions, that the U.S. government conducted its prosecution of these men. It's evident that they should never have been indicted. But once indicted, it's quite clear that they were not granted a fair trial. And to the extent that the U.S. government was paying reporters who were a key element of fostering that atmosphere in Miami, that's what we want to know and that's what we're entitled to know.
What ultimately do you hope to accomplish with this lawsuit?
Our hope is to get this information out and continue fighting for the rest of the information that we're seeking from the BBG. We want full exposure of the relationships, the monies paid, the work carried out by the BBG with all these reporters in Miami. The Office of Cuba Broadcasting has spent reportedly $500 million over the years in its efforts to foment propaganda and opposition to the programs and policies of Cuba and the people of Cuba. And they operate on about $35 million a year. That's quite a funding stream. And we want to see where that money is going and whose pockets it's going, and the reporters in Miami who are carrying out the greatest level of hostility against the Cuban Five and against the Cuban people. If they're on the U.S. payroll, we want to know it.
Mara Verhaden-Hilliard is an attorney and co-founder of the Partnership for Civil Justice.